Welcome. Today is about the courage to surrender. You might have watched or heard about the memorial yesterday honoring the life of Kobe Bryant. I could only bear to watch moments. Other moments were sad, too sad. And one of the people who spoke in front of this huge crowd of 20,000 people at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, one of the people was Michael Jordan. And Michael spoke about how much Kobe meant to him as a little brother. And Kobe would get up and into Michael Jordan's business. And when Jordan first met Kobe, he found him to be kind of annoying, but he grew to love Kobe so much. And here you had the world's most famous alpha male, Michael Jordan, just crying his eyes out in front of the whole crowd. And he spoke of Kobe's passion. He said it was a passion like no other human being. Kobe left absolutely nothing on the table as an athlete, as a storyteller, but especially as a father. How much that passion carried over to his children, how he doted over his children, how he loved them. And Jordan really took something so important from Kobe, a renewed appreciation for his own children. And Michael Jordan said he could not wait to get home to his six-year-old twin girls and love them with all his heart. And what I took from this whole thing was just the importance of passion. So I heard this interview yesterday. It was these two highly educated experts talking about the dark side of meditation, if you can believe such a thing exists. They were these really intelligent academics. I could hardly understand what they were saying, but they were making a case that there are instances where meditation is actually harmful to people. And one of the points they made, people do meditation, but they never get far enough. So it's just a source of frustration. They likened it to going to the gym, but you get sore, so you don't want to go back to the gym because you don't want to be sore anymore. I mean, there are a lot of people who dabble in meditation. They do a program like this one, do it for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. They get distracted, they stop meditating, and they just assume it was not right for them. Coming back to Kobe Bryant, when you do something, are you getting past sore? Are you doing it with all your heart? Because if not, you can never know what it is, and you can never know what you are. To what extent are you applying passion to your meditation, to your work, to your family? So when I was watching this memorial, before I got clear on this message about passion, my initial reaction when watching this memorial, I got worried. I thought about my own children. When it comes to people I love, I worry a lot. I want to take measures to make sure we're avoiding helicopters, and I don't like it when my kids climb on the kitchen counters because they could fall. I worry about my parents and my step-parents getting sick. To you worriers out there, I know you can relate. Elizabeth Gilbert said, "You are afraid of surrender because you don't want to lose control. But you never had control. All you had was anxiety." Let me read that to you again. You are afraid of surrender because you don't want to lose control. But you never had control. All you had was anxiety. Anxiety, worry. It's the illusion that we have control over our lives. We are afraid of surrender. Today, let's meditate on the courage to surrender, the courage to let so much passion pour into your life that it drowns out the worry, to love so much that you don't have any energy left to be afraid, to love so much that you don't have any energy left to be afraid. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Put your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your heart. If you can, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. in any way that you're worried, just for today, can you let love rule? In any way that you're concerned about someone you love, just for today, can you let love rule? In any way that you're stressing about health or business or life, a little experiment for today. Let love rule. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, let love rule. Let love rule. Let love rule. If your attention wandered, let love rule. let love rule. Coming back to the moment. When you do something, are you getting past sore? Are you doing it with all your heart? Because if not, you can never know what it is, and you can never know what you are. To what extent are you applying passion? You are afraid of surrender because you don't want to lose control. But you never had control. All you had was anxiety. As we will forever remember in the life of Kobe Bryant, to love so much that you don't have any energy left to be afraid. See you tomorrow. Peace. Thank you.
transcends all space and time. And love can make a little child smile. You got the